Right, I'm delighted to say I've been joined by Chris Wellham. Chris, you're leaving Salford after four seasons with the club. How are you feeling at the moment? Your season's just finished. Was it a difficult season, this one, to get through?
It was a difficult season, though, with COVID pandemic stopping things for a long time, and it was a bit of a stop start season, really. So it was a difficult season to get through, but one I really didn't want to end, to be fair. And a lot of people did want it to end the way it was, but with it being my last season at Salford, I wanted to go a little bit more smoothly than it did.
Yeah, it was a bit of an anti-climax at the end of the season. We had two games left against Casford and OKR that obviously we didn't play. You didn't end up playing in the game against Wakefield. That must be disappointing for you. There's no crowds there, but you would have liked to have played in that game and sort of said your farewells on the pitch, wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%, yeah. The week before that, I played Catalan and had a really good win. And I played fairly well, I thought, as well. So I thought I would have been my last game against Wakefield the weekend. I thought it would have been a shoo-in, really. But, Waugh told us 2 days before the game that he's going to play Ed. He wanted to see Ed play. Ed was not quite sorted for next year yet, so he wanted to give Ed a go and see what he thought for him, probably to keep him on next year, and that was the reason behind that.
You've had, as I said before, you've had four seasons at Salford. What have you been your highs and lows in your time at Salford? I mean, I know you played in a grand final and a cup final. Is there anything else that you're going to look back on with real fondness at the club?
I think just everything, as you said, like the grand final, the Wembley final, the fans, and the Salford fans, what my missing is that it's not a so-called big club and not thousands of fans, but, the fans that do turn up are very vocal and passionate about the club, and, that goes a long way in the club being successful, which we've proven now.
Is that something that surprised you in your time at the club? You became sort of a firm favourite with the supporters. One or two eyebrows were raised when you were first signed by the club, but you seem to the supporters seem to take you to heart straight away, really, and you seem to have won the supporters over.
Yeah. I really appreciate that from the supporters, and I probably understand when I first did get signed why I put some fans thought that what we're doing here, is this a 50-50 sign or what? And because I was playing championship at Bradford, and probably my last year at OKR probably wasn't a great success, even though we did make a Wembley final that year. Probably form might have been going a bit downwards. Coming to Salford, Waugh gave me a chance. It was my one at the time. Got us there as well. And Waugh was doing a brilliant job, and I played my best rugby, no doubt, these last 4 years under Waugh. I've been on top of my game, the best form, most consistent, and that's why the fans probably have took to me.
What's it been like? Because I know you live in Hull, don't you? So Salford's not exactly around the corner from Hull. Has that been quite a burden for you, travelling from Hull and having to travel home from training and things like that? Has that added a lot onto your sort of day, your daily life, really?
Yeah, days are long for me. Even when we do get an early finish from training, such as the captain's run, we'll finish at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and I've got another 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get home. So I don't get any short days. I'm up at 5:30 in the morning, travelling down the motorway to Salford. A lot of people probably don't know that or know what my day-to-day is. So my days are very long. I've never been injured in my 4 years at Salford. That says something, the amount of travelling I do. I've never been injured through that or any problems through that. I wouldn't change it for that while. As I said earlier, I played my best 4 years of my career, these last 4 years at Salford.
How do you spend the next few months now? I know there's a lot of up and down with the leagues at the moment. They're going to be, aside from the Championship, going to join Super League. That could be Featherstone Rovers, your new team. But how do you spend the next couple of months now? Is it a bit of family time now, doing school runs and spending time with your family and things like that?
That's it, yeah. That's exactly it. As I said in that last question about my long days, I'm up and out before my kids are even up, and I'm getting back when school's finished. I don't even get to pick them up. So it's very rare I get to do the school run. It's only on my days off, so I'm going to cherish these next few months and do every school run, every pick up. And I said to spend loads of family time before it all starts again. Now, when rugby season does start again, I'll be I'll be working a normal 9-to-5 job and training twice a night a week, so I'm going to miss some more family time then. But, you know, that's every good player's life, isn't it?
Yeah, so the future with Featherstone Rovers, your new club, you alluded there, you've got a day job that you're going to go into as well. What's that? What does that entail?
Doing press conference. You know, the last 2 years, more than that, 3 years, I've done my courses and exams, so I've passed all that. And you know, I've done the odd pre-season when we've been out with season. I've been working with him just to get to know customers and what the job entails. So that's what I'll be doing.
You're looking forward to playing for Featherstone as well. I mean, that's going to help you, isn't it? I mean, the travelling. I mean, Featherstone's a lot closer to Hull than what Salford is. That's going to help me next season. Featherstone Rovers have made some good signings as well. And, I mean, I believe Featherstone applied to go in Super League, so you could be playing against us next season in the Super League.
Yeah, hopefully not. That's not my plan. But, you know, that's what Featherstone are fighting for. And ultimately, that's Featherstone's main goal, to get to the Super League.
Would that affect your plans going forward, Chris? Say Featherstone did get chosen for Super League. Would you still stay part-time with your job? You know, because obviously you've set all that up now, I suppose. I mean, you wouldn't go full-time, would you?
Well, that wasn't my plan. No, I wanted to play part-time so I could work. As I said, during the pest control. So if they did go full-time, I mean, we'd have to renegotiate stuff and talk. But I probably would affect me, and might have to look for another club if that was the case. I'm not too sure. I haven't quite thought that far ahead yet, but that wasn't my initial plan. Even though I want to get Featherstone promoted to the Super League, that's why I've signed a 1-year deal. So if that did come about after the 1 year, then my deal would be up, and I'd have an option to look elsewhere or sign again.
Is that the future for you then? Now, is it not just 1 year and then finish it? Are you just going to take it each year as it comes and just see how long your body will hold out for?
Yeah. As I said earlier, you know, I've been at Salford for 4 years and I haven't been injured once. So I know my body's tough and sustainable to rugby league. But you know, I signed a 1 year at Featherstone with a 1-year option. Just purely because of this pandemic that we're in, they wasn't sure what money they would have had for 2022. So that's why I signed that. But you know, I believe I got another 2 years easy in me. But you know, after this year, we'll see. As you say, we'll see how my body feels and what work is like outside of rugby, and we'll go from there.
Have you ever thought about going into coaching? Is that something that you think of in the future? You know, looking at what Wattle's done at Salford, would that be something that interests you?
No. I've been asked this question quite a lot throughout my career, really. And would I go into coaching? It just doesn't interest me at all. Rugby league coaches, they work all hours, God sends. They work like so hard and so many hours. It's a tough job. That's a tough job, but it's not something I would fancy.
What about punditry?
again, no, you know, they get so much stick as well, don't they?
They certainly do. Yeah.
So honestly, when I finish playing, I'm just going to be a fan, and that's it.
Yeah, well, like I say, I think on behalf of all the Salford supporters, Chris, I'd like to wish you good luck in the future. I really hope we can play against you, and I think there's a few of the supporters, me and James Oskison, are definitely going to come up and see you for Featherstone next season. We're going to have a day out up there and be cheering on Featherstone. But I'd just like to say thanks for taking time out to speak to Devil in the Detail and Salford Radio. You've always been really good to us, speaking to us, and we just wish you and your family all the best for the future, mate.
Cheers, mate. I appreciate that, and I said hopefully we can bump into her again, maybe get a game against each other, but if not, I was definitely down at the AJ Bell as well to watch a game or two.